There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
God bless you. Today, we are here to bring you words of encouragement. Let's take our minds and hearts for a moment to the book of Deuteronomy. Picture, if you will, the patriarch Moses. He knows that he will not be crossing over into the promised land, the land he had hoped to see, the land that he had worked so hard to bring his people into. And yet he knew that he would not touch it with his own feet. Nevertheless, he wanted to make sure that God's people remembered certain things. Remembering is so important. Being able to revisit in our minds and our hearts experiences from the past, because when we reflect on those, they can help us as we move into the future. So he gives a charge to the children of Israel. Remember this. Remember this. In chapter 31. First of all, he explains in Deuteronomy chapter 31 in verse 3, we'll talk about for a moment. So important. The Lord your God himself crosses over before you. Oh my goodness, that's so easy to forget. Those things that God has prepared you to go through. He's already made the way for you to be victorious, for you to stand tall, for you to make it through. For me to make it through. He's crossed over before us. He has already set the stage for our victory, the stage for our overcoming, the stage for our physical healing, the stage for our mental stability, the stage for our spiritual strength when the strength of others may fail. And he goes on to tell them how the Lord is going to, remember, the Lord is crossing over before us, how he's going to destroy those nations. What I promised you will come to pass. That's what he wanted them to know. What I've said to you, you can depend on. Lord is no liar, and there are promises in the book. He has already promised us some very specific things, and we must search the book, and we must understand those promises, and we must hold on to them. No matter how the world looks around us, we must hold on to the Word of God. So he reminds them of what he is going to do and how he's going to keep his word to his people. And about the sixth verse, the Lord speaks to them through his servant Moses and tells them to be strong and of good courage. I found this to be an interesting passage because it suggests that we can choose to be strong. We can choose to be brave. We can choose in the face of circumstances that don't look good. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. During this particular period of time, I submit to you that you don't have to be afraid of an invisible enemy, of a virus. Do you have to exercise reasonable caution? Do you have to move responsibly? Do you have to listen to the directions of those health officials and those around you who are looking out for your benefit? Absolutely. But do not live in fear. Fear creates a highway, a roadway into your spirit, into your essence, into your being. And that part of you is reserved for the Lord and the Lord's power and authority. Don't allow fear inside of you. And the Lord says, we can make a choice. We can choose to be afraid, or we can choose to be brave. Now understand, fear is a natural reaction to adverse circumstances. It will definitely present itself to us, and momentarily, we can certainly be caught up in it. But we also can choose to come to ourselves and say, doesn't look good, but God is good. God is good. He's gone before me. And in the sixth verse, he is the one who goes with you. How is that possible? It's possible because God is God. He has prepared the way and he is there walking beside you. He is your strength. He is your encourager. He is the one who keeps you. Last words, and Moses so wanted them to remember this. He explains a lot to them. He tells them what God is going to do. He speaks peace and calm into them. And then he says, he will not leave you nor forsake you. Think about that. You thought you were facing this situation alone. Many of us have lost friends, associates during these last few weeks. It's been painful. And in the midst of your pain, I am saying to you, the Lord will not leave you nor forsake you. Take heart. That is either true or not true. We know that it is true. Take heart, take courage, take strength. We will continue to pray. We will continue to hold on to the word of God. We will continue to be brave. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you. We speak courage into the hearts of all your people. We speak strength into the minds and spirits of all your people. And we thank you for giving us the courage and strength we need for this hour. Thank you, Lord. Thank you as we move through this day, a day that you have blessed and a day that you will bring us through safely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.